Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's the Greg Hill Morning Show with your host, Greg Hill. Streaming live from WEEI.com and the Radio.com app. And now, it's time for the Greg Hill Morning Show on Sports Radio WEEI.
Listen, I want to get, I feel like this morning, just in general, I want to reach out on behalf of the entire New England region and give you a warm embrace and just
appreciate it.
And just say, you know what, everything is A-okay.
Thanks. I appreciate it. I appreciate it.
Can we just appreciate the man? I mean,
can I break that down for a second? That Tom at the end there, the way he responded with the pauses and the tone, that's like when your friend has been trying to give you a half hour pep talk about how the guy that just dumped you was such an a-hole and you're so much better, and you're like, I appreciate that. Thanks. It's just, you're really not helping.
I mean, the man has bled for us. He's given it all. Given time away from his family. Mm-hmm. He's delivered countless times. Can we just be satisfied that they're 9-1 this morning? Hello, Jay.
Oh, Greg, I'm pretty satisfied with 9-1. I'm going to be honest with you. We've done so much winning over these years that I think the fan base is pretty ungrateful.
Ungrateful?
To be honest with you, very ungrateful. Very ungrateful, Greg. Huh. I heard a guy come on saying they throw too many screen passes. I just feel like 80% of their plays have screens built into it. I mean, he doesn't have to go to the screen, but he goes to the screen because that's what he trusts. It's Tom Brady. We got to trust it. I was always taught in football, if the other team scores 2 points, all you have to do is score 3. So I'm happy with 9-1. And to be honest, I understand the fan base because even yesterday I took the Eagles with the points. But I'm happy that the Pats busted my parlay. That's fine with me.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. Do you feel like they're ungrateful?
Absolutely, the Patriots fans are.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
What have you done for me lately?
Brady is leading the charge. He just had 20 minutes. You had a therapy session. I mean, what do you want the fans to – what are you expecting today?
Patriots fans are ungrateful as by and large. I mean, there's a large proportion of Patriots fans that don't know the team sucked for 40 years, that don't know that this isn't normal to win every year for 20 straight years, to have a quarterback that's the greatest player in the history of American team sport in front of you.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, what have you done for me lately? Like, you didn't go down there to Philly and win by 3 touchdowns, so the sky is falling.
You suck!
Yeah, Tom, you didn't help my fantasy team yesterday. Yeah. I mean, well, of course, we very, very ungrateful.
Yeah.
Incredibly ungrateful. I mean, not a great performance, but by and large, this fan base has inflated expectations and is becoming insufferably ungrateful. Like, Patriots fans are basically like turning into Star Wars fans now, where we're doing is just pissing and moaning about every next new something that comes out. It's not as good as the first, you know, like, this last movie wasn't as good as the first one. That's not my Luke Skywalker. Tom Brady didn't throw any touchdowns. He's pouting after the game. I mean, it just miserable. Can we just appreciate that things like Star Wars and Tom Brady are in your life, for God's sakes? Please.
Those are your two loves.
The two not next to my children. It goes one. No, top five. Yeah. Kid, Star Wars, Tom Brady, beer.
Well, look at this ungrateful fan tweet yesterday at 6:54 p.m.
Here it comes.
Tom Brady needs to stop playing a mediocre game, and I said it, and I will stand by this tweet. Fitzy GFY.
I said it. I said it. I gave Tom a chance to pick one adjective. I chose mine. Yeah. I thought he played a mediocre game, but does me offering that up mean that I don't appreciate Tom Brady, that I'm now quote unquote an ungrateful fan? I thought he played a mediocre game yesterday.
The first reply said, let's go to Wiggy on Tuesday. Can't wait.
But seriously, it's that bad. Now, on that subject, Greg, real quick, Have you watched? Have you done what everyone else has done? Have you done the Disney Plus? Have you watched The Mandalorian?
No.
And why?
No. Because I'm not a Star Wars guy. Nick keeps telling me, you got to get Disney Plus. Mm-hmm. You got to watch The Mandalorian.
It's incredible. It's fantastic. Universally, everyone loves this show. It's great. It's not just like a Star Wars show. It's a Western with Star Wars elements. Mm. It's got a faceless hero in an awesome suit.
And Baby Yoda.
It's out now. At this point now. It's two episodes in. Can you just try it? Can you just for my benefit. Just one. I don't ask much on this show.
Try it before you come back in on Monday?
Yes. I give you a week.
I need somebody to help me download the Disney Plus.
We'll
like I don't
it
know
out.
How
it's
to
easy.
I don't know how to
it's easy.
I don't want to have another password that I have to remember.
Oh,
or
for goodness like sake.
Do you have Verizon Unlimited?
Yeah.
For your cell plan?
I
then
think
you get
so.
A free year of Disney
yeah.
Plus
oh, you
with
do?
That. Yeah, which
there
is awesome.
Yeah.
If you had to watch Dolomite or Mandalorian, which would you choose?
If you dare say Dolomite. Come on, I issue you the Mandalorian challenge. Watch one episode
that sounds
and
filthy.
Tell me what you think, right?
It does sound kind of
it's an internet
I did the
sensation.
Mandalorian challenge in college once, and it didn't turn out well, Nick.
It sounds... Oh
no, you
code.
Did the man in a DeLorean challenge. How'd that work out
it
with
was
that?
Not
with
Michael J. Fox.
Is it really that good, though?
It's awesome.
Really?
It's great. It's very stylish. It's well-paced. It's entertaining. And it's not like all
well-paced.
The other, like...
Oh, my God.
Oh, my... What, Curtis, would you please just shut up? It's a good show.
What is going to
shut up, nerd!
What is going to happen to these people when they don't have Tom Brady?
Yeah.
Can you imagine?
It's going to be the deepest and darkest morning in Boston history.
We suck again!
So next year, you mean?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yes, thank you, Ken.
Hello,
yeah.
Ken.
Hey, Mike.
Hey, Greg.
What's up, Mike?
This is Rich. You're complaining about telling you to watch a TV show. You're the king of hopping on people to watch TV
I
shows.
Know, I know. I'm just not. Listen, I've never been a Star Wars guy, but Nick says it that you don't have to be, right? Like that's the other thing too. Is I don't remember who did what or Lord Vader and Princess. Can I watch this without knowing all the?
Personally, I find your lack of faith disturbing.
I'm sure you do. Can I
just,
do? I mean,
yes.
Like, I know Yoda's the old guy. Like, I mean, is that okay?
Yes.
Is that all I need to know?
Yes, a Mandalorian. Remember Boba Fett? Boba Fett.
Yes, I remember Boba
Fett. That's all you need to know.
That's all I need to know.
Bounty Hunter. It's a bounty hunter show.
Okay.
That is Chris. Well paced.
Ooh, good.
it's well paced. Hello, Gary.
Yes.
Hey, what's up?
How you doing? Hey, you know, I was just listening about Tom Brady and his attitude and his whining and stuff. You know what? He's a 42-year-old quarterback. The average guy's playing in the NFL between 22 and, say, 30. You know, he needs to get with them and play at their age, not at his age.
He's not whining.
He doesn't need, whines all the time. He doesn't have receivers. He doesn't have tight ends. Start teaching these guys how to play football. You know, they want them to play at his level. You know, well, yeah, he is a smart quarterback.
Yep.
You know, he's got everything going for him. But, you know, these receivers and tight ends need to come to, he needs to come a little bit to their level, not them come to his level.
Oh, all right. This is Jonathan. Jonathan, what's up?
Good morning, morning crew.
How
are
you, Jonathan?
Hello.
Ah, wonderful, wonderful. Great win yesterday, honestly, if you ask me. I agree with that other guy who was over the moon with the 9-1. Because, you know something, we and this is sort of something that Curtis said the other day, and I agree with him. Like, we need to start, like enjoying this Tom Brady era and, like, just savor it, man. We might not ever see it again. But at the other end, I get why Patriots fans are so like, oh my God, doom and gloom. But it's like I was telling Stiz, it's the thing that makes this team what it is. We reflect how the team is. They're that way, that they're never hungry and they're never satisfied. I feel like that's why they win and rest of these teams in the league.
You mean they're always, Jonathan, you mean they're always hungry and they're never satisfied?
Yeah,
exactly,
man. And the other teams in the league just are not like that. And I feel like that's one of the main reasons that they don't win. It's sort of against something that you say. You think that everybody wants to win. Like, I don't really believe that. I think some of these teams are just satisfied with selling some tickets and making money, man. Because it's just, how do you explain the Jaguars or, you know, the Browns or any one of these? You pick a team that's just awful, man. It seems like they're not as hungry as the Pats, honestly, man. Yeah. But you guys have a great day, man.
You too, Jonathan.
Yeah, how did the other savior of Philadelphia look yesterday in his return to the field? A whopping 7 points for B.D. Foles yesterday against Indianapolis.
This is Jim. Jim, what's up?
You know, I was just saying, when I was a boy, we had Steve Grogan, and we were thankful, for crying out loud, and we couldn't sniff a win. Yeah. We couldn't even think about the Super Bowl. We're 9-1, and people are complaining?
Yes.
This is mind-blowing.
It's mind-blowing. I mean, right.
We went to the Super Bowl against a team like this. We went to the Super Bowl against the Bears, and Tony Eason got thrown on his ass 3 times, and he wet his pants and didn't come out up the sideline. And his big daddy had to come out and finish the job for him. Okay? You throw Brady around like a rag doll, and he gets up and he knocks you out in the fourth quarter as the Falcons. I mean, really. And you guys are listening to Tom being gloom and doom. That's what he does. He's not going to give you anything. No. He wants you to underestimate him. He wants you to. He wants me to. And he sure as hell wants next week's opponent to.
No.
So, you know, guys, we're going to win next week. We're probably going to the Super Bowl. And we're going to go the following year or the year after that. And all these other guys get one sniff. Where are the Rams this year?
I mean, sky is not falling. I agree. Sky is
a little bit. Like a
no,
tiny
the,
bit.
No, the sky tiny is not. No, none of the sky is falling.
Just a little bit.
No, none
you
of it is.
You give Brady a hug, but you don't give the callers a hug. Jeez.
Well,
you have like sympathy for Brady to be upset, but the callers that whine, then you just trash them.
Correct.
Yeah, you're right about that. Yes.
I just want a warm embrace.
I'm a panderer. Panderer in chief here at WEEI. Time for this.
Patriots running back James White. Later today from 10 to 2 on Dale and Keefe with Wiggy. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. There will always be a vacation, a holiday, or a celebration. Put Awaken 180 to the test this holiday season and lose weight while others are packing it on. Well, the defense did have an impressive performance, and they pretty much shut down Zach Ertz. Fitzy alluded to this little soundbite earlier. This is Stephon Gilmore saying that Ertz was crying because they got into
it. If you get into him, if he don't get the ball or if he don't get a call, he cry. But he's a good receiver. He's a good tight end, though.
That's right. A little post-game trash talk. You don't hear that much from the best corner in the NFL. Not bad. Now, we had Boomer on earlier. You asked him to evaluate the Kaepernick experience over the weekend. This is brought to you in part by DCU and Vertex. Hear the full interview at WEI.com. Here's a little bit of Boomer.
I think Colin Kaepernick lost in my eyes. I think that, you know, this is a joke. It was a travesty. And what team in the NFL would want to deal with this fiasco? It's all the reasons why you don't want it. You saw it. You saw it unfold right in front of our faces. And
yeah.
You know, they could talk about waivers and all this other crap. You know, I want to hear it from Colin. I don't want to hear it from Eric Reed.
Oh, I love it. Boomer.
I still think Patriots pick up Kaepernick.
Oh, you do?
Fitzy mocked my suggestion. A little red zone package, you know. Would help.
Oh, that's hilarious, Ken. That was a funny one.
The stat of the week is brought to you by Gillette. Julian Edelman, now the second wide receiver in history with a touchdown pass in the regular season and in the postseason. Gillette, official shave of the New England Patriots. And Fitzy's stat, I believe we have discovered that San Francisco was the second longest streak of 9 or more wins, 16 straight years. After that, it drops down to 9. So the Patriots now at 19 straight winning seasons.
Well, what are all post-merger. What are all the texters talking about the Cowboys
that
for?
Is it, at 500 without a losing season. That includes 500 seasons in those 20 years, whereas the Patriots have had a winning season, so 9
okay.
or more wins.
Okay, so the Cowboys are at 20, but that includes 500
right.
seasons. Okay.
So we need to appreciate it. We'll never see it again.
Patriots-Cowboys 425 on Fox this Sunday. 6.5-point edge for the Patriots right now on the Vegas betting line. Joe Buck and Troy Aikman will have the call there. And, of course, Isaiah Wynn can make his debut. And Chiefs-Chargers tonight after Monday night. That's on Westwood 1, 7:30. Celtics and Suns, 9 p.m. It's the Greg Hill Show.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We're back with the Greg Hill Show on Boston Sports Station, WEEI.
By the way, isn't this the time of year that I sit back and say, this is the worst New England Patriot team that I've seen forever?
Yeah.
It is. I believe it. They were 9-1. I don't care what their record. They will get crushed by the Ravens when they play them again. In Baltimore.
Yeah.
They've won two Super Bowls.
True.
And they've gone into New England and whipped New England in the playoffs. So did I, by the way. And I'm just going to tell you, it's going to happen again wherever they play. Play them in a parking lot, the Ravens will whip them.
All right.
Take them to the bridge. Come on. Dirty babe. You see these shackles, baby, on this
way. Wow, Rex Ryan saying that this potentially is the worst Patriots team in quite some time.
03, yeah, open trolling.
I think they won the Super Bowl in 2003.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know what the hell he's talking about being awful.
Well, he's talking about strength of schedule. Must be a strength. It's probably a strength of schedule thing.
Oh, that's what screwed Bentley. How about that?
Yeah, you're right about that, Ken.
Thoughts and prayers.
I mean, the Bentley Falcons win the NE10 conference, and they don't get selected for the playoffs. But congratulations to the fellas. Congratulations. I only have two more years of watching Breece Hill play football. I got kind of sad on Saturday.
Yeah.
I was only two years left. That's it. It's all downhill from there.
It's been downhill for a while.
But congratulations, Bentley Falcons. Hello, Mark.
Yes. Good morning, Greg.
What's up, Mark?
Okay, Greg, I just got to tell you, I've been a Patriots fan since 1960.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been to the old Nickerson Field at BU, to Harvard Stadium, Fenway Park, the whole nine yards, okay? And we were lucky back then and all the way through into the 90s if we had two good teams a decade, okay? And the rest of them stunk. I mean, they really stunk. But what my point here is today's Patriots fans are so spoiled rotten, they don't understand what they've got here. They've got, you know, not only the arguably the greatest quarterback of all time, the greatest coach of all time, they've got the greatest program. What the Patriots done will never be duplicated ever, and we can't enjoy it.
Well, Ken is saying that he believes the fans, I don't want to paraphrase, but that they're taking their lead from Tom Brady.
Of course they are. You think most Patriots fans saw that press conference after the game last night and they were like, wow, I can't believe this. Brady really thinks we stink on offense. And then the blame game starts. Why do they stink? Yeah.
Well, and they're go ahead, Mark.
No, it's just terrible. Of course, Brady was going to be upset last night. He didn't play well. The offense didn't play well. I mean, Julian Edelman, he throws a touchdown pass, but he drops one right in his hands in the end zone. You know, but what are you going to do? Brady is who he is. He's an outstanding quarterback, and we're going to he's going to retire after this year, maybe next year, maybe three more years, and some of the fans will never realize what they had.
It's like affluenza. Like they suffer from affluenza, mm-hmm. Patriots fans.
Yes.
This team is 9-1.
9-1. Super Bowl champions.
Yes.
8 straight AFC championships. 3 straight Super Bowl appearances.
I mean, they're a player to they're a tackle on fourth down with Zach Ertz in Super Bowl 52 away from going for their third consecutive Super Bowl. If you think about that, it's insane.
Going for their fourth consecutive. Oh, for having won 3 and they would potentially be going for a fourth this season. Yes. But you know what? Tom's down. We get down with him too.
I think he'll be fine.
You think so?
Yes.
Little buck up there, Tom. But Greg, he came out and said, and this is what's getting so much traction now. Like everyone is retweeting it, quoting it. It's going to be a talking point all day. You'll hear it on all the different shows. Strength of our team is defense and special teams. Those words came from the mouth.
Well,
of
what's
Tom
wrong with that,
Brady?
Though? I mean, that's what it is.
Well, what's fair about it. What's good about it. Is that the team is playing to their strengths and they're not forcing it. I think he would just like to see a little crisper execution on offense.
Well, he would prefer that that's not the way that it is going this season. He would prefer that the strength of the team was the offense.
Well, he's the quarterback.
But what quarterback wouldn't?
Sure.
Yeah.
The strength of our team is our defense and our special teams.
That's okay.
Wow.
That's okay.
It's week 11, and you've punted on the offense already. He basically said, we ain't coming out of this. He said last week, we are who we are, right? When nobody's coming through that door. Forget about Gronk.
Mm-hmm.
He was swayed by Fitzy's Needham Bank player of the game being the punter, so he said special team.
Hey, Belichick gave about 500 words last night in the post game about how great and important Bailey is.
Special teams. You know Nick and his special teams.
I know. They only win you Super Bowls.
The same guy who lost his mind that the Patriots didn't have their punter back from last year and said it was going to be a big issue. They draft some no-name, and all of a sudden he's the player of the game.
I didn't. But you are twisting words to give yourself a convenient 944 narrative, you turd. I said it's amazing that only in New England can you literally almost be the MVP of the Super Bowl, and that gets you unemployed.
You got to GoFundMe for him.
Good day. Why is it? By the way, how come he's not even kicking anywhere now? Guy literally was almost a Super Bowl MVP, and now he can't get a job.
Guys, how great is this defense?
How great are punters in New England?
Special teams.
How special are these special teams, huh?
Guys,
how special are they?
We got a great defense, guys.
How do you like Jake Bailey? How about Jake Bailey, huh? How great is Jake Bailey? Yeah, pretty great, Mr. Ortiz. Pretty great.
All right. Well, speaking
of that. How great is baseball, guys?
How great is baseball?
Speaking of that, we have the crossover coming up.
Wiggy.
And Wiggy's here. Wiggy will be on the show tomorrow, but we'll get Wiggy in here for the crossover and see what Wiggy thought about last night. I'm sure he has lots to say about Colin Kaepernick and all the rest of that stuff. So we'll get Wiggy in here for the crossover coming up next.
Oh, you.
The Greg Hill Show, back in minutes on EEI.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We're back with the Greg Hill Show on Boston Sports Station. WEEI.
Reminisce for a spell, or shall I say think back 22 years ago to keep it on track. The birth of a child on the 8th of October. A toast, but my granddaddy. Count all the fingers and the toes. Now I suppose you hope the little black boy grows. 18 years younger than my mama. But I really got a really good girl.
Oh, Wiggy is here. Wiggy, what's going on?
Greg Hill, what is up, Danielle? Fitzy?
Hello.
How are you, everybody? How you doing?
You know. I'm frustrated, man.
Are you frustrated?
Man, did you watch that crap last night, yesterday?
You're very upset about a 9-1 team?
Listen, I normally don't agree with Curtis.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if Ken said it, but I know I heard Curtis say it when I was driving in. But I'm with you, man. This offense, the way that they look, you better hope that your D plays the way they play every game.
Yeah.
And I see why Brady had the, and I do agree with Ken, I see why Brady had the look of like, all right, heads need a roll, you know, and after that game and his post-game, his press conference, man. Come on, man.
Yeah.
Come on.
Well, I mean, we
I know
asked,
they're 9-1, but damn.
Well, they are. They're 9-1.
Damn,
I mean,
though.
They're 9-1.
But where's the fire, though? You know, I'm kind of looking for Brady. Brady isn't lighting anyone up on the sidelines. He's not getting pissed.
Yeah, but I don't really need that. I just need, like, I need to know what this, I need to know what the offense can do. What can you do with this offense? And when I look at it, short of a guy making a great catch last night, I think it might have been Aguilar, this game's going in overtime.
Yeah, but you had Edelman drop that ball in the end zone. I mean, that's that doesn't happen, you know, very often.
Right, but I mean that. Okay, so that's one play, which you think about how many opportunities you had in that game. You were up 17-10. You had a number of opportunities where you had the ball at midfield, and you one more touchdown, 24-10, the game was done, right? But you could not put them away, and you had great field position. And I know being an offensive guy, that's like, man, that's so frustrating.
Yeah, well, I mean, I guess when Tom Brady said that he has to accept that this is a team where their strength is defense and special teams, mm-hmm. that maybe that's bothersome to him.
Oh, of course it is.
Yeah.
But you know what the light it sheds on a little bit is that Brady ain't going nowhere. You see how disappointed he is working with this team, and they're not, you know, offensively, they've kind of struggled all year long. Imagine what it's like if he goes somewhere else.
Well, I mean, the angry Patriots fans in the other room will say that this is it. This is the last straw. They didn't give him the weapons that he needs, and so he's going to be gone.
Well, don't you think that, seriously now, he doesn't hold a little bit of a grudge at Belichick? He spent all this money on the defense.
I don't think he holds a grudge against Belichick. If anybody should be holding a grudge against his Kraft, because you had AB in the building.
Well, that too, yeah.
That's where you had. So, and I think Bill is trying to get those guys. Bill tried to go after what the hell's his name in Tennessee, the receiver there?
Humphreys.
He tried to go after him. So Bill's trying to go after certain guys.
Your guy Irv Smith touchdown yesterday for the Vikings.
Yeah,
oh, man.
Yeah.
He would have looked nice.
He would have looked real nice.
At the end of the day, I mean, Ben Watson, he made two catches, so it is what it is. Unless you're going to get a guy like Zach Ertz where you're going to throw him the ball 8-9 times a game, he's coming away with that. I'm just like, I don't know if it's a combination of just playing in Philly, what it just their offense, man.
Well, but how much of a difference does Wynn coming back make, theoretically?
I think Wynn will help out a lot, but we're putting all our and Dale says it all the time, and I agree with him. We're putting all our hope and all everything that we have into a guy who's played a game
and a half.
A game and a half, yeah.
Right.
6 quarters.
Is Newhouse the worst Patriots offensive lineman you've ever seen, Wiggy?
Yeah, he's pretty bad. he's pretty bad. I mean, he's like a turnstile over there.
Yeah.
I'm like, dude.
He almost got him killed a couple
times. If I was Brady, I would take the football and just throw it at him after a sack.
I think that's Brady not getting rid of the ball. I think those are pissed off frustration throws at Newhouse's ankle.
Well,
yeah.
you see him in the pocket at times, right? And this is what happens when your offensive line is kind of shaky. You start to see him failing and seeing ghosts. You know, we've all made fun of the Sam Darnold. Oh, I'm seeing ghosts out there. But you start to see Brady in the pocket. Like, he's got a little cushion. He starts to duck because he just feels like there's always people around him. So hopefully Wynn will help out.
Seeing ghosts.
And hopefully he helps out, man. But they got to get this offense right. And the biggest game that's going to tell me what – this team will look like will be the Kansas City game, because I'm not sold on Dallas. You got Dallas next week, and then you go to Houston, and Houston, I'm not sold on them.
Are you sold on the Ravens being for real? I mean,
the Ravens are a good team. The Ravens are a good team, but here's the thing. You got to win the table and keep that game ahead, because the Ravens won't beat you at home. The Patriots are a different team at home, so you're basically like saying keep home field advantage. I know they could probably.
What does the table look like? What do you win?
Huh? What do you mean, what do you win? Was that a Fitzy joke?
The Patriots have to win the table.
Run the table.
Run the table.
You know what I was saying.
You know what he's talking about over there?
I mean, really.
Statler and Waldorf. I mean,
well, that's
can't do anything.
It comes, and you know what's amazing? It comes from Curtis, who's always butchering the English language. You know what I mean? It's like one fat person calling another person fat. Like, you know.
Hey, chubby.
I know. Right, like I'm in a coma in here.
Right back at you. Right back at you, fat guy. It's like, you know, you got two morons calling each other names. I mean, where are we going?
I've been waiting to. I wanted to ask you all morning who you think won this weekend, the NFL or Colin Kaepernick?
Oh, man. Would we stop with this, man?
What do you mean?
Yeah, I was telling the boys in the back, man. Jay-Z and Stephen A. Smith, the NFL completely railroaded Colin Kaepernick. And I'm glad Black Twitter came for Jay-Z and Stephen A. Smith. Go get them, because this was such a joke and a PR stunt. I'm glad what Eric Reed said. We knew this was from day one. They basically said, here, you're going to dance for me, Spider. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to throw you a party, but we're going to tell you where, when, and who you can invite. And that's what they did. And he basically said, I just want to have reporters there. That was part of it.
Well, because he wanted to give his speech after. That's why he wanted to have the reporters there.
No, he wanted the media there because he knows with no media, what's the NFL do? They keep it all in the wraps. And then all of a sudden, here comes General Zod, Adam Schefter himself, saying, hey, reports out of the Kaepernick workout was that he was 10 of 35 on his throws. He couldn't complete a pass over 15 yards.
Listen, Wiggy, I am one for any pop culture reference, and if you can somehow tie Superman 2 to ESPN, that's the greatest thing ever.
Well, that's
General Zod.
Well, that's
kneel before Zod.
Because Adam Schefter wants us to kneel before him. He breaks news that's been out for 3 months.
Oh,
I mean, how's that a thing?
You just don't like him because he got mad at you that one time on the show.
Well, that's know? I asked him. I go, I disagreed with him. I said, I don't really think the House.
He was very married. Upset.
He
by
goes,
that,
you should. I don't really buy into that. I understand the.
Well, you should.
Well, you should.
I mean, basically said kneel before Zod.
Wow, what a show.
Have you watched The Mandalorian?
No, I'm not a big Star Wars guy.
Same. Oh, you got to watch same. It, man.
Yeah, I'm not a Star Wars. I watched I always call them the first three, but I guess the Star Wars geeks will come after me and go, they're technically not the first three.
Right, they're not the first
three. People know what you mean when you say the first
three.
Well,
no, three, Curtis you know? Don't know what I mean. Curtis is going to be like, well, that's technically it's not right.
I saw the first three in a marathon at the Wang Center years ago.
Well, technically, Danielle, that's not right. It's listen, 4, 5, and 6.
We learned from a caller earlier that Curtis is just a shell of what he wants.
You did, Greg. You neutered him.
I neutered him.
You know what he is?
The ratings are good.
He's a Stromboni.
Oh, he's a Stromboni.
You know what that is?
It sounds good. I'd like one for lunch.
You know what it is?
What? No,
it's a bull with no balls.
Oh, really? That's what he is. He's a bull with no balls.
Stromboni. Oh my God!
That's an obscure movie reference.
Got to win the table.
Analyze that.
Yes, it is. We got to.
EEI needs a Wiggy T-shirt shop. Win the table would sell out hotcakes.
That's what. Why'd you hang up? Curtis was like, "Hang up on this guy."
Hi.
Joey, downstairs, hi. Joe, dump this guy.
I've been neutered. Hi.
This I am no
this
longer.
This is Chris Curtis for Neuter America.
I am now Christine Curtis.
We got to get out of here. If you missed any of the show today, you can listen to the entire program on the radio.com app using the new Rewind feature. And if you still don't have the app, just text APP to 37937 right now. APP. 37937. And you guys will be talking all about Patriots all day today.
Patriots and all.
James White on the show?
I think we got Daron Harmon and James White. So, so Dale and Keith coming up. We got some good stuff going on, man. I don't know. The sky is falling.
Sky is falling.
I'm with Guy. Right. Listen, I'm with the two Baldies in the back.
All right. Wiggy says sky is falling. Dale and Keith is next, and you'll be in with us tomorrow morning.
Yeah, I'll be in with you tomorrow.
We'll talk to them. We'll
Gronk's
be back.
Big announcement.
Oh, yeah.
He's back.
Gronk is going to announce that he's back tomorrow. That's what Wiggy says. So we will be back tomorrow morning at 6. Thank you for listening.
Okay. Picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend
or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.